Friday night fights. Haven't been a lot of fights in the Edmonton community recently, but there are going to be some this Friday evening. Of course, from Panthers Gym, we are joined by Cindy Swanson. Cindy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Amateur fights coming up this Friday at 7:30 at the Boyle Street Plaza, which is 95th Street and 103rd A Avenue. And right now you got 10 fights on the card. But what's unique about it is you're starting to see more of an interest. You've actually got some girl amateur fights.
Yes, we're very excited. You don't get to see that very often. So we've got three fights scheduled. Hopefully we get to the three fights by Friday night. That will be the that will be the big deal. But yeah, it will be an awesome, awesome night of fights. Those girls, you might see them in the 2020 Olympics one day.
Now, when you say if we get to those fights, is that just because you're concerned about weigh-ins for amateurs?
People get sick. They get hurt. You know, we had 15 fights starting out 2 weeks ago. We lost five, regained two. By the time you get to the night, you might have had 20 and you end up with nine. So it just depends how it goes. And that's unfortunately the downfall of boxing.
Now, you and your husband, Benny, of course, a former pro fighter, you guys own the Panthers Gym. And, you know, there's been a little bit of a downturn. And, you know, boxing in Edmonton for a long time was great. And, you know, I know that Mel still, of course, has the pro fights, but there hasn't been as many of them. And Benny, of course, being a former fighter, you're involved in it. Is that really the passion for you, is to try to build up the boxing community once again? Is there still a thirst amongst a lot of young athletes to get into boxing?
I see it a lot more now than ever. You know, you got the boxing movies that have come out, so then it really does promote a lot of boxing for us clubs out there, for sure. People are coming out, want to try it out. I think once they do get down there and they try it and they see it's not really what they thought it was, they really do have a thirst for it. It is a great sport, tells you a lot about yourself, and it is great to hit things. To be quite honest.
Well, it's a good way for people to let out some of their emotions, for sure. The amateurs, of course, they wear the headgear, so it's much more safe. They still do all the testing protocol. Now, the one big difference and the one thing that I love much better about amateur fighting than I do pro boxing is that the weigh-ins are on the day of the fight. So if for the most cases, you're not going to have athletes, you know, if they're trying to fight at 125, but they walk around at 135, they're cutting that weight, and then they gain it all back in 24 hours. Your weigh-ins happen, I think, at 3 in the afternoon, and the boxing card starts at 7:30. So, you know, you have 4 hours where, for the most part, they got to be healthy at weigh-ins. If they're fighting at 132, they're basically walking around 132 or 3.
That's correct. I mean, the 4 hours after pretty much is just to fuel your body and hydrate. You know, get ready, get some good energy in you, and get ready for those 7:30 fights for sure.
Do you get a more accurate portrayal of where fighters should be an amateur because of the weigh-ins? As far as, like, in the proper weight class, do you think?
I wouldn't say so. I really think that there could be a lot more education there on how to do it the right way. You know, that you actually can eat and you can drink and you can still get there. I see it with our fighters. I mean, we try to educate them to get there the right way, to fuel their body the way, not to starve themselves, not to dehydrate, you know, all of those things. I mean, the night before, for sure, I mean, you're stopping at about 5 o'clock, eating, drinking, you know, so you can make early morning weigh-ins. I mean, for the afternoon, you really have to watch what you do put in your body during the day in order to get there. So you really want to be educated.
Cindy Swanson joins us. Heard her husband Benny own Panthers Gym, and they're putting on Friday night fights this Friday night at the Boyle Street Plaza. $20 for general tickets, or you can just stop by the Panther Gym on 111th Street and 102nd Avenue to get tickets in advance. Now, you mentioned there, I was looking through the fight card, and I noticed your daughter is on the fight card. This is her fifth amateur fight. I guess boxing's kind of in her blood. Dad was a boxer. How is it when it, because you obviously get to know the fighters, you train them. How different is it when it's your daughter who's in the ring for you?
You know, I haven't really felt a difference as of yet. We're getting there. I mean, I think once we start getting into higher caliber, I might have a different view on that. I really just sit back. I enjoy watching her. I enjoy watching all our guys. It's interesting to see them from a very young age. They've been at our club for a very long time. And to see them grow and to see where they're at now, I find it, you know, very fulfilling. And not just with my daughter, but with everybody that we have at our Panther family. So
nowadays, there's so much talk about concussions and head injuries like that. I think it's great that we're more educated on it. I think at times we maybe go a little bit too far on the fear factor of it. As a mother, what's your stance on being in a sport that is, you know, fighting? It's boxing, and you know there are a lot of headshots taken.
Well, as my husband would say, is you got to get your head moving. And if it's moving, nobody can hit you. So you need a good defense for sure. And as long as that head's moving, there's really no fear of that. You might take the odd shot, but the chances of taking it a lot, if you've got a good defense, if you're really trying to figure that out, I really think it would be a lot less and less as you go. When you're starting out, different story, but the biggest thing for coaches is we make sure that our guys are ready before we put them in there. It's not just, you know, throw them in, see how they, you know, work it out in there, and then we figure out the game plan after. It's, we make sure it's safe. That's one thing about Benny, is he's always made sure that his guys are ready before we do get in there. So concussions really don't scare me at this point. I think it can, but good defense, no concussion is my philosophy.
Your daughter's 16. She's had five fights. And you know, of course, with Olympics and now female boxing in the Olympics, that's, of course, her goal. And I'm guessing maybe even a girl like Jelena Mrjenovic is somebody she looked up to. Mm-hmm. You know, how different is it that just it's an opportunity that when you were young, you didn't have the opportunity your daughter has now?
It really is fantastic. I think it's great to have those goals. We've got a lot of great girls in boxing that are right in our backyard, which is fantastic. It gives her a lot of opportunity, and that's one thing I'm really excited about. We've had national champ females come out of our gym with Jelena. Fantastic. You know, she can get a lot of sparring and she's got a lot of help around her to get her there. If she stays on task and she really wants to go that direction, to me, I think she's got the tools she needs to get her there, which is, that's very exciting.
Sydney Swanson joins us this Friday night. The fights start at 7:30. Now, in amateur, it's three rounds, right? And yes. Is it three-minute rounds and two-minute rounds for the girls? Is that right?
Yeah, so three threes for the guys, three twos for the girls. And once you open up from the male level, you don't wear headgear anymore. So that does change a few things. So we have three open bouts on there. So three fights that will have no headgear.
Okay.
So it's a... it's a new thing. A lot of people aren't used to seeing that from amateur level. And
when did that come down?
That happened 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen an amateur fight. So mm-hmm. Now, is that kind of like a transition period? So it makes it safer for them rather than to go no headgear and then boom, suddenly just get thrown into pro? What was the, do you know what the decision making behind that change was?
You know, actually, I don't, because when it did come down, it didn't actually affect us because we had all novice boxers within our gym. So it's not really anything I know why they made that choice. A lot of people like to see that. That's, I think, a lot of why everybody goes to pro, because it's a lot more action-packed. People get knocked down. People want to see that. Is, you don't think they do, but
oh no,
the crowd roars.
I have been to go to a hockey game, and when there's fights, it's very rare that everybody's sitting on their hands. It's just how it is. Especially in nowadays where it's tough in times for a lot of people to let their emotions go in certain situations. And for the most part, a lot of us just wouldn't be willing to do what boxers do. Mm-hmm. So there is, I think, in a lot of times, a healthy respect. Okay, I wouldn't want to do it, but yeah, it's kind of fun to watch. And it's different than a brawl because it's a safe environment. There's an official in there. You know what? It's not like you're the guy's down to the ground, you're stomping on his face or anything like that. Like, it's controlled. So I think that there's still that bloodthirst might be too descriptive for some people, but I still think at the root of us, that's kind of who humans are.
I agree. If Yeah, it will be a great night. The 10 fights are great. The caliber of fighters coming out, fantastic. We have one of our Alberta fighters that are in the Olympic qualifiers right now, which is exciting. And this is the way that we get them there. It's these fundraisers, it's these fight cards that help our athletes get to this point. And, you know, to see somebody from Alberta going that far, I really believe we may see that guy on the podium this year. He's unstoppable right now.
And who's that?
His name is Petro Bullen. Okay. He's from Calgary.
Okay.
And that's really exciting for Alberta boxing.
Oh, no, that is great. Friday night fights, it's this Friday night at 7:30 at the Boyle Street Plaza. $20 for a general ticket. You can just show up at the door and get it, or you can stop by the Panther Gym on 102nd Avenue and 111th Street. They're also going to have a silent auction. There's bar service for those who want to have a beverage when you watch the fights. 10 fights on the card. There will be three without headgear. There's a total of three female cards fights right now, and then seven men. Cindy, we really appreciate it. Best of luck to you and to all the fighters this Friday night. I think it's great that we're starting to see a little bit of a resurgence in amateur boxing in the city.
Thank you very much.